Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo erirangi poho. You're listening to 95BFM, and we're going to listen to an interview that I had with Folk Bitch Trio, who are a Nam-based band based in Melbourne, and they've got an album coming out tomorrow, which is called Now Would Be a Good Time. There's been lots of singles that have received lots of love across 95BFM and abroad. And it's our album of the week this week, so now is your chance as you listen to this kōrero to flick us a text on 5395 with your name and your B-card number if you want to win a copy on vinyl. Mm. Tomorrow is the last day to win that, so...
The competition's today heating
and
tomorrow, up.
The competition is heating up. You want to get those texts in. And actually, if you want to, include your favourite beverage to drink while listening to music. And you'll find out why when you listen to this interview.
Am I lucky or am I just sane? Have I been walking around in circles, always fumbling your name? Heard it quiet at the bottom of my drawer, a heavy conversation that I started to ignore.
I read somewhere that you said that if you weren't musicians, you would open a wine bar together. I'd like to ask what the wine pairing for the new album is, like what we should crack a bottle of when we listen to the album for the first time.
Oh my God. I'm going to say a really nice low sugar Petnat.
I'm going to say the same. That's exactly what I was going to say. That is probably what we would crack a bottle of if we sat down at the table together. You know, right now I want to say like a Sangiovese or a Pinot Noir, but that's a nil pairing. And if you're just pairing it with music and with fun and with friends, I'd say a Petnat is where it's at.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to say a Pinot Noir, but I feel like it's probably going to be a bit more fun, but I'm feeling like a kind of red Petnat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great something effervescent for sure.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It does feel like the sort of music that is equally the space for sort of crying and feeling all of the feels, but girlhood and listening with your friends and sort of celebrating. I mean, how do you find a balance between the sort of like existentialism and the humor and having a laugh with your mates when you make this music?
I think we just try and strike the balance naturally. I think it's not too contrived from us. It's just us being people who appreciate humor and music and vulnerability all at once and just kind of holding that all together. And there's also three of us, so we can balance each other out well. If someone's cracking gags, someone else can be taking it serious that day.
There is something beautiful as well about just the depth of a three-part harmony singing lyrics like afternoon fuck and then a fight. It's like a beautiful sort of balance, eh, between the cutting edge and the beauty of that three-part harmony. It sounds like you have a lot of fun together, even though the music is sad sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
I think like this is like we're kind of living the dream, you know? Like we're in a band without best friends and we just get to sing our music and like travel the world together and crack gags. It's like doesn't really get much better than that.
Beautiful. And the music itself, it's got quite a lot of, I mean, that classic sort of folk and Americana influence, but you're Melbourne based and that's a big part of your journey as well. You've got music videos like God's a Different Sword where you highlight your favorite spots in Melbourne. How do you take those sort of influences from elsewhere in the world and place them in the context of where you are and colour it with that?
I think we all have a lot of tour in our songs now, and probably all the ones that are bubbling up, because that is such a big part of our life and that's such a beautiful thing that we're, like, I couldn't imagine. I'm just so grateful that we get to travel the world. But I think that would definitely be one way that it gets expressed
Yeah, sometimes I feel like it's like we're... What's that Joni Mitchell quote where she's like...
It's the Joni Mitchell analogy where she's a little bee and she collects pollen and then she makes honey.
I guess that sort of takes us as well to the new album, Now Would Be a Good Time, which is out July 25th. It was actually recorded a lot in Auckland with Tom Healy at the lab, and you've got strings from Anita Clark in there. And I can't help but wonder if Bok Bitch Trio is going to be like the new frontier of stuff that New Zealand and Australia fight over, like the new Pavlova or something.
That's so funny.
That's really funny, and I hope not. I hope that we can all get along with this one.
Yeah, nice.
What an honor, though. That's
that is kind of an honor.
We really love. I mean, we love Melbourne, but I think we've got a special place for Auckland and Aotearoa.
I think for the rest of our lives, we'll remember that period of coming down almost this time last year, and just buckling up for the winter and cooking together in our little Airbnb and going to the studio every single day for about a month and just creating something that is so close to our hearts in this space that we had kind of not spent much time in at all. And now it's this place that holds this huge nostalgia of this massive thing that, yeah, I think we'll remember forever. So after all, we'll always be very special for that.
Beautiful. And I mean, with the recording process, there's a lot of that sort of balance between old and new as well, because there's the conscious decision to record everything on tape and then do it all quite live and organic and keep everything relatively stripped back. Yeah, talk to me a little bit about that process and how that shaped the making of the album.
There's a beautiful relinquishing of control that comes with recording onto tape, which, you know, means that you have to go in and just work with the take that you've got, because dropping in and tweaking things is a little bit trickier. And that worked just perfectly for us, because I think at the end of the day, we wanted to just capture how we sound now, you know, as what could shine about our debut record. So yeah, working on tape was beautiful for that.
Very soon you're going to be coming back to Aotearoa to tour. Auckland on September 26th, Wellington on September 27th, and then the home of New Zealand folk, Lyttelton, on September 28th. Have you been to Lyttelton before?
No, we haven't been to Wellington or Lyttelton. So excited to go to Lyttelton.
So excited.
Yeah, there's some greats that have come out of Lyttelton.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, how does it feel to be bringing the album back to Aotearoa, where a lot of it was sort of conceived?
Very exciting. We haven't done a folk tour in Aotearoa either. We've done a couple of shows in Auckland. But it's very exciting to come and do our own shows and bring this record back to where it started and play it for some new people. I think it will be a very cathartic and beautiful kind of big circle.
Also so excited to see Tom Healy, our producer. Like, that's the real coming home.
Yeah, what a guy. It must also feel sort of crazy because you've had some pretty amazing opening slots and touring slots alongside some really established artists. It must feel quite different now that you've got a whole body of work that's going to be out in the world that people will recognize quite well and translate that to a live audience. Does it feel like you're approaching the planning of the tour or the way it's going to be executed in a different way?
It's definitely like a new pressure having these songs kind of have this existence before we sing them live, because I think we're so used to people's first impression of our music being us sing the songs live and then having to wait an undefined period of time until that song is released, because we really just haven't put that much out into the world yet. Obviously it's our first record, so it definitely does feel like a bit of pressure to have people who have like potentially made memories and like have their own associations with these songs and then like have this kind of expectation for us to then perform them live.
We're definitely ready. I mean, a lot of them are quite a kind of old, well, for us, and we've been seeing them live for a long time, so it's like I feel like we all feel similarly about releasing this body of work, and it becomes someone else's, like it's not ours anymore once it's out. That feels really special to sort of give it to the world, give it to the universe, and you know, obviously continue our relationship with it, playing it live. But as Jeannie said, for so many others, it'll be, people will, you know, have their own associations, and that's quite a special thing.